This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And now we find ourselves where we find ourselves, and this has been hitting us all very hard, but it's unusual for that to be so sudden. And I'm in the process of very heavily evaluating everything that we do across the organization that pertains to the front office, analytics department, player development, you name it. We're looking at it very hard, but you know, to our credit, this is something that has not been lingering for years and years. This is something that has mounted in months, and it's been very tough on those of us in leadership positions in the organization, but we're focused on fixing it right now. But I think the main focus is trying to stabilize this team, improve the play on the field, and get this core of players back on track.
So if memory serves, that was after they fired Brandon Hyde, and this was a few days after when Michael Eyes met with the media in Milwaukee to talk about the firing. And now we fast forward a little bit. They've played slightly better under Tony Manziello, but let's face it, they are really no closer to being a playoff team than they were then. So now we close into around 2 weeks until the trade deadline. Mike Elias, the GM of the Baltimore Orioles, and how much do we trust him to do the right thing here at the deadline?
Well, I think it's interesting, first of all, how he framed things there, because he lives in cover my ass mode. All he wants to do is stay employed and keep this billionaire bamboozled. So to his credit, he's taking credit saying we haven't been bad that long. And I can go back to June 21st of last year, and including the playoffs, you're 15 games under 500, and you're 23rd in regular season winning percentage in your last 180 games. To your credit, Mike. To your credit, your team is 21st in Major League Baseball in on-base percentage since June 21st of last year, over 180-game sample size. To your credit, none of your young core outside of Gunnar Henderson has an on-base percentage that's even close to what you would consider an average, what you'd want an average major leaguer to have, let alone a quality major leaguer. To your credit, you skull bleeped the offseason so bad with your pitching staff that Charlie Morton is the only tradable commodity you have. And a year later, we still don't know anything more about McDermott than we did last year. To your credit, you're on the heels of three straight god-awful trade deadlines, and we can chronicle all the trades. And the idea that there's any mystery or anything puzzling about where you stand is just you taking people for fools. You're the third worst team in the American League. You're one of the five or six worst teams in baseball. And again, we can take that back to June 20th of last year. You can't hit left-handed pitching. You don't have a major league starting rotation. And you have one of the worst lineups in Major League Baseball getting on base. That's who you are. And the slug that used to save you when you had Santander here hitting 45 home runs from both sides of the plate, that's gone. Your catcher's got 8 home runs at the All-Star break. And we don't know when he's coming back. So, again, I found it comical, lazy, and ridiculous that that there has even been this discussion about where this franchise is and what it needs to do to reset itself. But yeah, you need to take these few wins that you've had with O'Hearn outperforming what expectations would be, with Laureano outperforming what expectations would be, with Charlie Morton putting himself back together, with some of your seventh and eighth inning bullpen arms performing pretty well, and you better get them the hell out of here.
Well, I think him talking about that prior to Memorial Day, looking at the first 2 months of the season, oh my gosh, this is the worst possible outcome. You have to look big picture and you have to look inwardly. And quite frankly, Jason, it goes beyond June 21st, 2024. You won 100 games in 2023 and you came out of nowhere and exceeded expectations. You still got swept. You didn't win a playoff game. That's a disappointment when you had home field in the ALDS against the Rangers. And then that offseason, heading in, you get Burns, but you didn't capitalize on it. You didn't capitalize at the deadline. You had that second half meltdown. And then this offseason, you just put more pressure on all of the young guys. Grayson's going to be the ace. Grayson's going to replace Corbin Burns. And you didn't make the necessary moves, and now you're in this situation. Do injuries play a factor? Absolutely. But you have to look at the whole picture, and you have to accept blame for why this organization is where it's at.
Well, the problem they've seemed to have had, and this is an ongoing thing, is they always plan on the best case scenario instead of the worst case scenario. And I think that they good GMs, the if guy. The prudent GM is going to say, I need to add ahead of time just in case something happens, at least as much as I can, because let's face it, there are levels to this. But you can't just go into season saying, well, if everybody performs to their ultimate expectation, then we'll be fine. Because guess what? Everybody's not going to perform to their ultimate expectation. And just to point out something that you brought up there, it feels like just yesterday they're coming off a 100-win season and acquiring Corbin Burns. And to go from where we were at that moment in time where we thought, man, here we go.
It'd be really hard to screw this up.
Yeah, and to be where they are right now, which is frankly the third worst team in the American League, it took a lot of work. Like that, you can. It's not. You can't just say, "Well, everybody's hurt. That's why we stink." No, they made a lot of bad decisions, and they've come. The chickens have sort of come home to roost.
But to listen to him ruminate there about all the introspection and soul searching, right? And that's 2 months ago, or close to it. And we're sitting here now saying, "What's it going to take for Basayo and Beavers to get here? What's it going to take for Kobe Mayo to play every day? Why is Tyler O'Neill ahead of Dylan Carlson?" Like, we could, you could look at three different levels of this organization and say, what the bleep is going on? You could even look at the draft and say, seems to be the same thing they always do. More lefty than righty, college bats, kids who either are power over on base or don't have a natural position. Like, they, it literally feels like they're quadrupling and quintupling down on what they believe in, yet they want you to believe this pandering rhetoric pablum about introspection. Where is there any evidence that that has changed at all? They brought in John Mabry. I'll give him credit for that. Something had to happen.
Yeah.
And again, we're sitting here now, and still for the season, you're 28th against left-handed pitching, you're 27th in K rate, you're 23rd in on-base percentage, and you're 21st in OPS.
Which is, if my math's, that's bottom third in the league in all those categories.
We put up a poll. Twitter poll of the day is sponsored by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at teetimegolfpass.com. Orioles' direction at the deadline has seemed obvious for a while, yet the GM keeps bloviating about his intent.
Love that word, bloviate.
Elias has failed miserably at the deadline repeatedly and now faces critical challenges to the way he has operated. Do you trust him to get it right, Birdland? Over 100 votes. This just went up. IA 105.7 The Fan. It's live till tomorrow. I don't trust Elias, 71.4%. I trust Elias at the deadline, 28.6%.
So I'm going to do something I don't usually do here because I'm the one that's super social, and I will go out and say, and people will come up to me and they'll ask me if Jason, it's a shtick. And I'm like, no, Jason has believed this wholeheartedly from the beginning. And I'll make the joke. You should see our group text. But here's the thing. 70% of the people agree that they can't trust him because we have now 3 years of evidence of a guy that doesn't seem to be able to get things across the finish line correctly.
But it has been pretty wild to see this do a 180, because we were putting this out probably after the 2023 trade deadline with Fuji and the General, where it's still overwhelming Elias. And then, you know, going back to probably last September, maybe things started to turn a bit, but now it's the pendulum's really swung so far the other way.
Well, Bone, give the people, you did the work here. Give the people a Cliff's Note version of what this guy's done with in-season trades since he's been here.
Yeah, I went back prior to the show and looked at every sell side trade deadline. We know what they did in 23 and 24 in attempting to buy, but I looked at every sell side trade deadline. So 2019 through 2022, and guys, they really got nothing.
Yeah.
Outside of the Jorge Lopez trade, where they got Povich, they got Yennier Cano. Outside of that, I mean, all of these guys are, the majority of them are out of the system. The majority of them are out of pro ball. And I get it. Some of them are lottery tickets. The Andrew Kashner one in particular were young international kids they took at that time.
Yeah, I had no problem with that.
But it's, they haven't gotten anything at the trade deadline.
And that's where I go back to the old school bird dogging, the evaluator, not just scouting off statistics, finding that hidden gem in somebody else's system. That's why, to me, frankly, taking the 37th overall pick over any of the young international signings that the Rays have made, over any of the sleepers in their system who might be able to help you in the next calendar year, and you chose a pick that you can't possibly be evaluated on for 2 or 3 years? Why? Because you live in cover your ass mode. You don't live in let's try to win a World Series mode.
We have a big Tuesday show. And by the way, this is a special Tuesday show because we will be inducting our next IA Hall of Fame class.
Michael Elias is not going in.
Maybe Bone and I have him, but he's been a multiple time guest on this program. Yeah. So I guess
he ain't welcome anymore.
Well, Bone and I will have him on.
I will gladly call out sick that day.
Guest wise on today's show, Morgan Atsit, who is making a late charge possibly into the IA Hall of Fame. Fox 45 Sports joins us at 2:30. We'll talk Orioles and Ravens training camp a week away. Talk about that with her at 2:30. Mike Bordick, what's he think about the team as they are entering the All-Star break? He joins us at 3 o'clock. He's obviously part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage, and he's an Oriole Hall of Famer. And we'll talk O's with John Mioli from the Baltimore Banner at 4.
Yeah, obviously this is a time to take stock of the Orioles organization, not just at the major league level, but all the way around. We're not going to sit here and say we know how these draft picks are going to pan out, but there are some overriding prevailing trends that still seem to be carrying the day with how they go about bringing talent in through the amateur draft ranks. We will hit on the Ravens, who we think will lead them in sacks. And we've got three. We're about to change three lives today, gentlemen.
Yes.
Really. I mean, that's the best way to frame it. Yeah. We are about to make three people legends.
Yes.
Power of the show.
You can once you get inducted into the Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman Memorial IA Hall of Fame, you are never out of
hopefully we never have to address that.
Yes.
Hopefully there's never a scenario where 10 years from now, one of them robs a bank or something and we've got to decide.
Man,
you know what I mean? We got to decide. Do we yank them out?
Like the Pro Football Hall of Fame, this is only on the show.
For now. Yes, there is no character clause, although I say in the future, if need be.
If certain things happen.
You might have to consider. Right now, Beltway Ben is sitting on life-changing. He's got life-changing data in his hands. He's got the vote count.
We will tell you at 5 o'clock the next
class. He's got a good poker face, too. He seems totally unmoved by this.
Coming up,
somehow the anticipation has not driven him to pound milk.
Oh. Well, let's get this out of the way also right now. Fifth caller, Beltway Ben, 410-583-1057. You get two tickets to see Summer of Loud. That's later this month, July 26th.
That'll change your life,
at
too.
At Jiffy Lube Live. 410-583-1057. Two tickets to see Summer of Loud. But coming up next, all the young dudes, we recap the Orioles draft next here on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A fan.
Do you think there's a higher possibility, though, that you could take a pitcher with one of those four picks? Maybe not because of any change of strategy, but simply by the fact that you do have four picks in that range, that do you think there's a higher probability that you could take a pitcher earlier than in past years?
We have more picks, so more chances. So, yes, if you're doing the math that way. You know, I think that we're going to continue to follow our strategy of finding the best bet we can. And when you have four picks, that's four chances versus one. So yeah.
That's Matt Blood talking about the possibility of taking a pitcher with one of their first four first-round picks. They did not. They did take a pitcher with their second-round pick, Michigan State lefty Joseph Zwirwa. Thanks to IA Hall of Famer Jacob Calvin-Meyer for this breakdown. They took 24 players, 21 college, 7 JUCO, 2 Division II, 1 NAIA, 3 high school players. They took 13 pitchers, 8 right-handers, 5 left-handers, 11 hitters, 2 catchers, 5 infielders, and 4 outfielders.
Yeah, I mean, a few things of note to me. It felt just like pretty much all of their draft classes. They want college hitters. A lot of them have major defensive questions. Some of them will probably prove not to be able to hit at all at the major league level if they even get there. But some of them in the past have had plus defensive metrics. But they have not been very good evaluating kids defensively, finding out where they should play, streamlining them into those positions in time. So anytime you see them draft someone who comes in with defensive issues, that to me is a red flag. They're going to take left-handed power over getting on base. They think they can teach people to get on base. They haven't been able to teach anybody.
Not yet.
To this point. To get on
still
base.
Time, Jason.
They don't want to draft pitchers. They don't want to evaluate pitchers. They don't know how to develop pitchers.
They did draft 13 of them.
That's fine. Yeah. They didn't really invest high capital in any of them. And more to the point, they seem to be liking the fact that people were stroking them for having over $19 million to spend on the draft class. Like, none of that. Where's the high end high school arm that they are going to keep from going to college? Is it? I'm just saying, where is that profile? Because they seem that you know, they don't do that.
Ultimately, for me, I'm not going to tell you how these guys are going to pan out. No one knows. It's a crapshoot. But they need to figure out how to identify and develop starting pitching. Because when Brandon Young, who wasn't even drafted, undrafted guy in 2020, is him and what, Cade Stroud are the two guys that this organization in year 7 have drafted or undrafted, and made MLB debuts. That's unacceptable in 7 years. So whether you got to start taking them higher or you look at a different profile, something is seriously out of
whack. But if you were ever going to do it, wouldn't you do it when you have 7 of the first 90 picks?
For sure.
Like, if not, they're telling you, don't listen to them. Follow their actions. They are geniuses, and they don't have to deviate or do a damn thing differently. Just keep giving them another 7 years, and they might win a playoff game.
To your point, they did not take any high school arms. They did take 2 second-round pitchers, but one's a lefty from Michigan State, and the other's a righty from Georgia. So yeah, but no
so,
high school arms.
Again, and only 3 high school kids total. Like that again. So you. What is the point of accumulating and amassing more and more money that it's Confederate money if you don't spend it? I mean, if your billionaire doesn't spend it, who's going to sit there and remember that you had 19.5 to spend? Like,
all 3 high school kids they took are outfielders. I mean, are hitters.
Yeah. And last year's draft class right now are all stuck at high A, and the arrow ain't up on any of them.
Now, for what it's worth, and you called it, Jason, the people whose business it is,
oh yeah,
they like this.
Sure.
I texted a friend of the show, Jim Duquette. He's very, I said, what'd you think of the draft? He says, well, the draft's really good, but now they got to develop them.
Well, like, ultimately, this is a significantly important draft, because when you're considering where this organization is at, Adley, 2 more years of control left, Gunner, 3 more years of control left, so on and so forth with those guys. And 2 or 3 years from now, when some of them, most of them, who knows, inevitably leave, this has to be the next wave, a serious part of it. With all these premium picks, it has to be.
But we won't know for 2 or 3
years.
No,
we aren't.
So
we aren't.
Again, in real time, he's going to be circulating all these clips, and he's going to be letting his boss know that the industry thinks he's great. Now, again, he had 7 bites at this apple compared to 2 or 3 for a lot of other people. So, I mean, that's an inherent advantage. We'll see over time if he actually cashed in. What do you two think about the whole catcher situation? Especially when they draft a catcher that high who can't hit.
Like, it's really...
It would seem to be preparing for life after Adley to me, but what do I know?
The first one... The Ike Irish, I'm like, okay, he played another position.
Yeah.
And also, there's always the caveat with baseball drafts that they can always move guys. But the second guy seems to be a toolsy catcher. And you've got Adley Rutschman, who was a former 1-1, and arguably the top prospect in baseball is a catcher in Sam Basayo. So it is a little strange that they took 2 catchers.
Yeah, I had the same thought. The first one, okay, whatever, but then the double down with your second.
Well, and even
pick,
like J.J. Cooper and these people who are inclined to give them the benefit of the doubt were like, this strikes me as odd.
It's very odd. And I don't know if I'm Adley Rutschman, I'm seeing that. And I'm maybe like, what?
And maybe going outside the box, do they see Big Sam as more of a first baseman? I don't know. You're just kind of throwing stuff against the wall, but to try to make it make sense.
Look, you were out last week. We talked about it a lot. The Baker trade, I'm just telling you, they're not extending anybody. This guy has no intention of spending any money. They think they can talk their way out of losing players, but making it sound like they gained. They're going to push this compensatory thing to the brink, and they're preparing for life after Gunner, life after Adley, like probably life after Westy. I also think it's an interesting moment in time where it certainly seemed to me that the Nats didn't take a Scott Boras contract, a player, specifically because they wanted to draft somebody who might have 2 contracts with their team. And these guys are sitting there with Boras clients who were far closer to being free agents than they are kids you can squat on for 3 years because you still have 3 and 4 years of arbitration ahead.
It is an interesting thought process, though, because what do you get, 6 years of control when he finally gets here? So whoever you're drafting, like that, and you got an interim GM, like, I don't know. It is a fascinating thought process, though, when you look at what the Nationals did. Hey, we'll get back to this in a little bit, but Morgan Atsit, she, of course, Fox 45 Sports, will get her thoughts on the Orioles at the All-Star break and the Ravens a week from training camp next here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the Fan. We're at the All-Star break. All-Star game is tonight. You can hear it right here on 105.7 The Fan. Fangraphs has the Orioles with a 2.9% chance of making the playoffs as we hit the All-Star break. It's the perfect time to go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Morgan Atsit, Fox 45 Sports, joins us. And Morgan, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So where are you on the Orioles as we sit the All-Star break?
They're done.
Yeah.
I gave them until May, till the end of May. Didn't happen. While June and July has been winning baseball and a product that, if it would have started sooner, could be different, there has still been kind of the catastrophic games or series that in any regular season when you're playing well, that's okay. Those things happen. But when you are so tight and so pressed and up against the wall right now, there's the margin of error is none. And sadly, they have still made it this summer. The only thing to look forward to, perhaps, I don't know how much confidence I am that there's going to be this groundbreaking movement or things happening during the trade deadline, is to see what happens at the end of this month, not with the current roster and what they're playing, but to see what Mike Elias and company does before the trade deadline. Because in my opinion, and I'm sure you agree and O's fans agree, they have to be all in on next year, and I'll even give them the following year. If you don't have any players under team control that are ready to go and do this thing, it has to be for next season. That's just the Orioles and the roster they put together. I'm not saying these jobs for the front office are going to be there in 2 years.
Oh, okay.
But you have to be all in on next year.
Well, Morgan, with that being said, one trade has already happened with Brian Baker, where they traded him for the 37th overall pick, and that doesn't necessarily help them in 2026. What did you
all
think
in
of that initial trade?
Sure doesn't. Any other time when you're a team like this and you're out of it, I'd be like, oh, wow, okay, you got 37 for him. Basically, the MLB draft and how they structure is crazy. Basically a first-rounder, but we can't really call it a first-rounder. You know, so, yes. Great, but for the current situation that they are in, if you need to be all in for next year, and I'll even give the roster and these core players the following year to piece back together two great seasons of being the best, if not the best team that we've seen them do the previous two before this season, then I'm okay with that if that's not happening. But when you need to go all in to get that to happen, you need a guy that's here So get a draft pick, but get a player that's going to be a part of this equation for next year. That was my only thing with that. I do think on paper, when you see the Brian Baker trade, you're like, oh, wow, you got a haul for him. That's great. But you have team control for him. He was your best and most consistent reliever, even though his last appearance out there, I'm sure O's fans are fine that he's traded. But what does that draft pick do for you when you might not even be in the front office when said draft pick is up in 2 to 4 years from now? That's my only thing with that. It's just the temperature of what's happening with this franchise, that, in my opinion, doesn't fit. Any other time, it makes sense to me, but not on this one.
So let's take it a step further to our sort of question du jour. We've got a poll up now. How much faith or trust can you have on them to navigate this in the most shrewd and forthright manner based on we've got 6 years of empirical evidence where the moves they've made in season, even in the past when they've sold guys, hasn't, like, I don't know, like, how anyone could look at what they've done making trades in season and say, yeah, that's been a worthwhile endeavor for them. Like, they've excelled at that. Like, seems to me they've failed cataclysmically and categorically at that.
I would think so. I mean, you have this month, right, to see if everything that has been said of I'll do anything after the Brandon Hyde firing, we'll do anything to get this going, like we will make changes, we'll look at everything, la, 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 la. That has to happen by the end of this month. It's such a double-edged sword because Mike Elias, this front office, has done an incredible job to get the rebuild to what it was the last two seasons. I mean, that was remarkable. When he comes over from Houston, you don't know if that's going to work.
Right.
You don't know if the players they draft are going to develop. You don't know. Now you're drafting very well. You're drafting high, which is good. But you don't know that's even going to happen. And then when they're on the field and they're so young, you don't know they're going to win 101 games. Beyond exceeded expectations, and it did arrive early. The other side of the double-edged sword, okay, so you have it, but it's baseball. You do have to make moves, and you have to bring in outside players. You have to bring in veterans. You have to go across the finish line. When you are a franchise that is not going to consistently be like this because of the money factor, because of the big market factor elsewhere, you have to strike when it's hot. And they had that, and they had it on the cheap, and they still do with so many young players that they don't have to pay right now because you know they're probably not going to pay them. Maybe pay one, pay two, you're not going to pay six. So it's just you have to see this month, right? We have to see this month and this offseason and what happens come late March and April. And sadly, the patience has run out for, I think, a lot of Birdland.
Talking with Morgan Adsit, Inside Access here on The Fan. Good news, Morgan, with the Orioles circling the drain. Training camp starts in a week.
They got us to July.
Yeah. So what are you most looking forward to seeing as they take the field in a week?
I'm not looking forward to the temperatures, but that's okay. Yeah. We're getting a little preview of it.
As a ginger, I'm with you. Yeah.
I know. This is just another thing, too. It's not at all like the Orioles, but it's just very similar. Like, you need to see it. Like, it's time. And I know that they walk the walk, and they've been saying it as well. Walk the talk. Excuse me. It's time, right? We have consistently seen this team be the best, if not one of the best, from 2019 to last season in the regular season. And seen big moments in the playoffs to reach an AFC championship. But now you guys know how it works. We all talk about salary cap. We all talk about aging players. We all talk about injuries. This window is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. With winning a Super Bowl with this current structure of roster all around Lamar Jackson to do it. So I'm looking forward to seeing the team hit the ground running. Like, it's time, right? You can't have a slow September. You look at their schedule. By week seven, we're going to know what this team is.
Yeah.
And you can't start slow like the last couple of seasons. And I'm not saying that's like a huge issue with them because look what they've done, you know, lost the Bills, AFC Championship. So, I mean, you can start slow and still finish strong with this roster, but stay healthy, hit the ground running, and just it starts obviously day one, but you have to stretch this to February. Now, as far as the immediate thing, I think all eyes are just going to go on kicker, right? Is Tyler Loop going to get it? I mean, we saw a small sample size during mandatory minicamp, but his last day we did see some misses. It's going to happen. This is not very much situational football even for him kicking right now, but you got to have a kicker. And Justin Tucker as horrible as his exit was and the off the field accusations, how disgusting they are, was a really good kicker. And he was a phenomenal kicker his rookie season, and it's why they won a Super Bowl. So that's a huge roster question mark right now with the team. Defense, it's depth. Offense, it's stay healthy. I know left guard's open, but last year there were three spots on the offensive line open, and we all were talking about it all year long, and that looked pretty well. So I think them filling one hole between three, probably four players that can be fighting for that, I think they'll be okay offensively.
Morgan, that's it. You got a week to load up on sunscreen. Always great. Thank you so much for your time.
Yep, there goes our skin, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, coming up next, let's talk some Ravens. And with the training camp beginning in a week, perfect time to have this conversation. Who's going to lead the team in sacks? We'll give you our thoughts next here on The Fan.
I think it's just the evolution of Odafe. I think he's grown up. You know, he's, you know, a guy who always had a lot of muscle in his body. But I think it's one of those things that he realizes that with his size, with his speed, and his athletic ability, that he can put on more weight. And, you know, the more weight you can, the faster you generate power with the ability to still have flexibility, bend, and all those other things. I think it was a natural growth for him, you know, to do for his career.
Pass rush specialist Chuck Smith talking about Odafe Owe putting on weight, and he thinks it's a good thing. Odafe Owe was one of two Ravens with double-digit sacks a year ago. Kyle Van Noy the other. So with that in mind, in training camp, Malachi Starks just walked into the building from, according to Ravens media, rookies report today. Who's going to lead this team in sacks this year?
Maybe this is a controversial thought. I don't think the person's on the roster yet.
It's interesting.
That is pretty controversial. I don't think that person is here yet.
I don't think that person has signed yet. I think Mike Green's going to lead this team in sacks.
Wow, that's
and he like almost every other second round pick in the league has not signed yet. So, but I think he's going to lead this team in sacks.
I guess I'll pick door number three then. I'm going to go out and say Owe. I think Kyle Van Noy. You've seen his sacks go up the past couple of years, and I think we've all been waiting. Oh my gosh, can he continue to keep this pace? Can he? I think Owe gets in that 10 to 12 sack range. Van Noy steps back a little bit. I'm interested in seeing this new Owe with the weight on. This is going to be an extremely motivated player playing in a contract year, because if he was able to get another double-digit sack season, he's going to get paid. He will. Teams pay for sacks, and Ravens were second in sacks last year, 29th in pass rush win rate. Owe was 17th in pass rush win rate. Kyle Van Noy was 18th in pass rush win rate. I think Owe edges out Van Noy.
I got to ask you a question to follow up on your prediction. So do you think the Ravens sign him to a second contract with a second double-digit sack season?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Quite frankly, I don't think he's back regardless of what happens this season, because I'm sure his agent would cling to that double-digit sack season.
And I just go back to how they used him in the playoffs and say, maybe that was an indication that, like...
Oh, for sure.
He might be back-burnered.
So is it a good thing or a bad thing that we've got three different people leading the team in sacks?
Well, if I didn't go with player to be named later...
You'd have gone Nnamdi?
I would have gone Madubuike.
And Nnamdi.
Or... I would have gone Marlon Humphrey.
Wow, that's an interesting
I don't
one.
Think it's an edge. Like, could he get seven sacks? Like, with what they have going, how many didn't Arthur Millette have like 4.5 sacks one year?
I don't have his
if
numbers.
Everybody's
in front of me,
like
I don't
five
think Marlon,
or six.
I don't think Marlon has seven sacks in his career.
I could see all the edge guys being like five or six, some of them getting hurt, that being a serious rotation, nobody
he has
really
six sacks
standing
in
out
in his career.
Like I'm saying, like the number.
Arthur Millette had two sacks for the Ravens in 23.
I don't think there's going to be an individual who crushes it. I think there's going to be a lot of people clustered together, and I think they're going to be able to get real medieval with what they do with their defensive backs, and like 6.5 or something like that ends up leading them. And they've got like four guys like with five sacks or more, five guys with five sacks or more.
I'll say this, somewhere Chef Chill is listening on the Odyssey app, and he is got a big grin because Jason is bold with that.
Yeah.
Chef
all right,
Chill.
I mean,
Marlin, that's
or it's Hamilton. I think the Hamilton. Slot blitz. I think the slot blitz is going to be a big deal for them.
Hamilton, I could buy more into, but yeah, if Marlin led this team in sacks, that would be a serious upset.
So, Jason, will they finish? So, 2 years ago, they led the league in sacks. Last year, they were second. Are they top three in sacks this year?
I don't see it. I didn't see it in previous years. So take that for what it's worth.
The brilliance of Chuck Smith.
Yes, but does lightning strike three times?
If you continue with the guy is not on the roster, who do you expect that to be?
Clowney.
I mean, Clowney would be the most obvious one, right?
Yeah. Well, it could be Zadarius. Could be Junon. You know, any of those other reunions.
It could. I mean, I would. Give any of those guys a chance.
Do you think Zadarius has a big sack season left in him? Like, he can still be a productive player, but does he have a big sack season left in him?
Well, again, I don't know that, like, I think 8 sacks might do the trick here. So, I mean, I don't know that you have to have, I'd say the same thing about Kyle Van Noy. Does Kyle Van Noy have another big sack season in
his season? Well, I didn't think he was ever going to do it again after 2 years ago, and he did better.
Zadarius still had 9 last year. So.
9 possible, might lead this possible. Team, Jason.
It might.
Very interesting discussion. We will bring that back later in the show. But coming up next, we can't keep Bordy waiting. Now, it's interesting because it's the All-Star break. I don't think Bordy's in the building. So he'll be on the phone. But we'll get Mike Bordick's thoughts on the Orioles at the All-Star break.
Yeah, and, no BBT tonight.
Yeah.
He might be here anyway.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him. But Mike Bordick joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.